So what's reaction like to the new Azumas? Are they of everything they're cracked up to be? Well, Chris Himes, we've spoken to him already this week, in fact, the Yorkshire Region Chairman of Rail Future. Are you happy with this then, Chris?
Very happy, Jules, very happy indeed. But can I just start by paying tribute to the 40-year-old fleet of high-speed trains that the new Azumas will be replacing. They're going to be a very, very hard act to follow. But having been involved with Japanese technology in earlier on in my working life, I think they will certainly live up to expectation and beyond.
And what's so special about them then, Chris?
The new, the faster, they can accelerate quicker, hence why there's going to be quicker journey times. The fact that they can run on both electricity and they're going to have an onboard diesel engine, so places like Harrogate can be served. Again, when if there's any engineering work and the power's off, they'll still be able to continue. So if there's a problem with the overhead power supply between York and London, rather than sat waiting, what's going to happen, you will should hopefully be able to limp into London a few minutes late rather than a few hours late.
And as I understand it, I mean, I've always thought the problem with getting quicker trains was the fact that they still have to run on basically Victorian rails. So I know they're not dating from that, but the actual design was a Victorian design. So but the idea is that these, because they can accelerate more quicker and decelerate quicker, they'll actually cut travelling time.
They will actually cut travelling time. They're still not going to be able to travel at over 125 mile an hour, which is the current speed for the East Coast Main Line, but they'll be able to reach that speed much quicker, and that's where the initial journey time savings will come. But I am aware that Virgin and Network Rail are in talks and collaboration to hopefully increase the line speed in parts of the East Coast Main Line to 140 miles an hour, which these Yuke trains are capable of.
And will that mean new routes, or will it just mean updating what we've got already?
Probably updating the overhead wires, but certainly updating the signalling.
Well, the network needs increased capacity. I mean, are we going to see more carriages on these trains? Because presumably they're a bit more powerful. And is that going to give us more seats?
Yes, they're going to give us a lot more. They're going to give us 12,200 seats extra per day on the 65 services on the East Coast Main Line, which I think equates to about 28% increased capacity at peak times.
And I'd be delighted if you were to say, and that will mean prices will go down.
They certainly won't go down. I'm hoping that they won't go up. As we've discussed many times on Radio York about fare increases and people here in the north and not seeing anything for the money. Hopefully now, with the introduction of these new trains, we can start to see something for our high fares.
Well, that'd be good. So all in all, you're pretty pleased with this is a good news story.
It is. One of the rare occasions that we've got something to be really happy about.
All right, Chris, good talking to you. Thanks very much for joining us again this evening. Chris Himes, the Yorkshire Region Chair of Rail Future. With